My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I guess they didn't update the promo for the open for the show.
What is that about?
What's the word that was? What was the headline about you today by Alex Reimer and
There's
Forbes?
No reason to bring that up. I'm yes, not there bring is. It up a, on my own.
There's this. I didn't. You didn't bring it up. I brought it up. There's this huge
well, I
story.
Did bring it up during the cross with the. With
also
my friends in the afternoon. Show.
You also
what a happy-go-lucky cross that was. Jesus.
Were you expecting something a little bit different?
I don't know. I hear they don't like me. I don't like them. And then we go in and it's...
Oh, it seemed a pretty lovey-dovey. You and Dale making plans to go to Maine.
I like Dale. You know that.
And you guys are breaking it down.
You guys hate
next
each
week?
Other. I happen to like him.
No, there's no hate there between Dale and I. He didn't like me for a while, but I think I'm back in his good graces.
God, you're
pathetic. What is the word that Alex Reimer used today in this huge breakdown of Kirk Minahan, the radio? Was it acerbic?
That sounds about right.
Good for you. Congratulations. Finally somebody writing something positive about you. That's
so weird sitting in,
pretty
there,
rare.
In a room with a host who like knows players are going to be in the draft. It's strange.
I wouldn't say that. Really? I don't know anybody. Well, who are they taking this draft? AC Earl available?
I hope
they
so.
They take him?
AC Earl. So I was at my friend Andy Nolan, still a friend of mine. We were at his house the draft night, that AC Earl draft night. And I watched I watched a lot of college basketball. A lot. Yeah. Not that I don't now.
Well, unfortunately, it's one of those sports that as you get older
let me finish the story.
It falls off
and
the
list. We're sort of like kind of a party, sort of, not really, you know. You're kind of waiting for it to break up, go to the next party. But you're waiting for the Celtics pick.
Sure.
And I remember they drafted AC Earl, and all the guys in the room watched a lot of college basketball, and there was that collective groan. At the same time, then they went to that highlight reel, and it was like watching a snuff film. If you looked at everybody in the room, it was just disgust all over the place. The worst pick ever made by the Celtics because there was no chance of it ever succeeding. What's his face from UCLA that Patino took, the left-handed big guy?
Jerome Moiso.
I put him on that short list.
What about Michael Smith?
Michael Smith is
Michael
on
Smith
that,
was an atrocious
That's
pick.
When Red is getting older and these things happen.
Well, there was some other ones at the end of Red. Joe Forte for Carolina, awful pick.
Chris Wallace picked. He threw Red under the bus. But AC Earl was the worst one ever. One thing you can say about Danny Ainge is he's not going to make, I don't think, that kind of pick. He's not going to make the kind of pick that's absolutely going to bust out. In any of the picks, I feel confident that he's going to do his homework and he's going to take a competent player. I don't know if he's going to keep all three picks.
He can't.
I don't think it's possible. But I don't think I don't think three is going to move because I don't think there's a market for that third pick.
Well, then why is everyone saying the draft starts at three tonight with Danny Ainge and that everyone?
Well, because you know who one and two is, right?
We know who the first two guys are.
So I kind of think that's
Simmons
why.
Simmons and Ingram.
Well, I'll ask you, do any of these players or anybody out there as well, I'll give out the number since you're not doing it, 617-779-7937. We want your draft reaction as quickly as possible.
Funny, he's ripped callers well, 10 minutes ago. Now you want calls.
I'll be like Butch Stearns. I'll thank them when they call.
Okay.
And none of these players, you know, Hayward, Middleton, none of these guys do anything for me in terms of a big picture perspective.
You didn't mention the guy that I most want, and that's Julia Okafor.
Well, me too. Unfortunately, we agree on that.
I put Hayward on that list too. I guess I don't want him as much as Okafor, but
great player.
He immediately gives you something you lack, and that's an end of game score. One of the biggest things the Celtic team did not have a year ago is somebody not named Isaiah Thomas to put the ball in the basket in the final 5 minutes. It was awful that you had to have Evan Turner with his head down, dribbling around looking for scores.
Thornton is blind, I guess, even with glasses. He's got this computer.
I can't really see.
I pushed it back. He's not. This is my seat. This is my spot. And I don't like what he's doing with the computer. It's not like that in the morning. I don't know what happens.
Well, so does one of the producers at night come in and fix the computer?
That is part of the contract. But I don't. Haywood's a good player. Another great player. His contract situation is one more year left.
He's probably going to get.
But then you got to pay him.
Yeah. And the NBA salary cap is going up. And that's why a contract like Kevin Love actually looks pretty good right now because
you want to pay
Harrison Barnes is getting max money.
Oh, you say Haywood. Let's just say Haywood comes here, right? And has a year where he averages 19 or 20 or whatever, shoots 47, 48%. You want to pay him what he's going to get paid?
I'd be okay with that because they don't have any other. He'd be immediately the best player on the Celtics, right?
But that's a problem.
Okay.
I think that, but when he becomes one of the guys you have to pay max money to and you're married to him, I think that that's sort of you have a ceiling then of what you can do.
But
it's a hard – I know what you're saying. Would I rather have Chris Dunn or Haywood? Haywood's going to be a better player, I think.
I think you were asking before you got sidetracked by yourself, actually. Is there any player here that
– Oh, go ahead, yeah.
In the draft that could be drafted here at three that I would say, boy, stick and draft that player. And I'm at a point where no. I have landed on the guy that if they do make the pick and it's not popular around here, you got taken a lot of crap is Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown sounds like the forward version of Marcus Smart to me. Tough, athletic, but can't shoot. And Brad Stevens loves those type of guys. And if you're going to lose Evan Turner and you need some depth behind Jay Crowder and somebody who has the most potential, if he ever gets a shot to go with the explosiveness and the athleticism, he ends up being an all-star in the NBA if he ever creates offensively. The guard position, you mentioned Buddy Hield. I know he can shoot. Chris Dunn, Jamal Murray, the kid from Kentucky. All those players, and I feel like those five or those three are the ones the Celtics are going to take.
Don't you think Hield is going to be a good, solid NBA guy who's going to shoot like I was telling my pals in the afternoon show? Give me a 40% NBA three-point shooter. He's going to just be a solid NBA player. He'll play 12 years. He'll average 14, 15, 16 points a game. I feel like he's going to be a good NBA
player. Is he ever
player.
An all-star?
No.
Then I'm not taking Buddy Hield at three if we don't think he can ever be an all-star.
Well, do you
Jaylen Brown has the potential to be an all-star in this league, given his athleticism and his raw athletic
talent.
But
he could also be a flop bowler, right?
He could be Kedrick Brown, speaking of bad draft picks.
Right.
Okay?
That was a bad draft
pick. He might be Kedrick Brown, but we don't know enough. We know what Buddy Hield is going to be. He's going to immediately come in here and shoot threes and help out. He'll help out Brad Stevens in year one. If your goal next year is you want to make the playoffs in year one, great, Buddy Hield's your guy. I don't think any of us are thinking that one player drafted at three is going to be the guy that turns around the Celtics for next year.
I don't think so either. And we can do this all night, but the bottom line is they need to find that great player, and that great player isn't out there. So we're going to do this whole thing again, and we'll have fun, and we'll enjoy watching the team, and Celtics fans are easy. They have no balls. They don't care that they got, their asses kicked by Atlanta. They don't mind that their coach and GMs get extensions right away. They don't challenge anything. They don't question anything. So they'll have a good time. They'll win 45 or 46 games again next year, and they'll lose in the first or second round. And we'll be sitting here again because Brooklyn's going to suck. You and I will be back here in a year. That's done. I've already taken care of that.
Oh, good.
And we're going to do
I'm
this.
Still in radio in a year? Good.
Well,
it's good to know.
I think you'll be back. You'll be done, working the Kellys, slinging roast beef for the day. They'll let you out early. Your manager will be a good guy. We'll come in. We'll
I sold eight cars that week, so I will be able to come in early.
And we'll do it again, which is unfortunate, but that is life in the NBA. You and I know Kevin Durant's not coming here. I mean, you know that. You know that's not going to happen.
1% chance?
No, 0% chance. Yeah. Zero. Zero. 0% chance.
I'm
better chance
on.
Of seeing the Mutt Minute again.
Which was excellent. Excellent segment on Nesson. It's been replaced by Garen Austin gets soaking wet on Red Sox games.
Let me just say real quick before we get into this. Like,
you're here for 3 hours, so you can talk about whatever you want.
I'm not here for 3 hours.
You're here until 10 o'clock. That's what management told me. Before Zarbano went on vacation to Aruba, I said you'd be here until 10.
You will be begging for calls by yourself at 8:30, my friend. What they do to Garen Austin after the game is humiliating.
Absolutely.
They shouldn't do it to her. It's a dick move, and they think they're funny, and the fans think it's funny. She's a lady trying to do her job, and they treat her like she's a little girl. Or she's just a little object.
It's become sport. I feel like the Red Sox players are now doing it on purpose. And I think Nesson tries to make sure they get the player that is more. And I guess they always do that. But I think they like it more when it's Bogarts and they can have that visual. They've only replayed about 19 times.
I don't think it's
after
fun.
The game.
Pat, do you think that's entertaining when they do that to her?
I very rarely get to see it. So, yeah, I find it entertaining.
Forget it.
He likes it. You see Baseball Tonight did a still frame.
Pat, by the way, looking at me like, why are you bothering me? I've got to work 14 hours today. Zarbano's a moron.
Well,
right?
She looks like the Gillette commercial when everything explodes into water. That's what she looked like after the game today.
That was a little bit.
I can see some of that.
So we both are hoping for trade. The whole world is hoping for trade, right? And that's the whole point. We want to see a deal made today.
No matter what, my gut feeling tells me that we're going to be underwhelmed. We're going to be underwhelmed. No matter what the announcement is, no matter when Wojnarowski has it or Goodman has it or whoever has it, we're going to say, oh, all right, that guy, okay.
Well, I should point out, we're going to read every rumor. You're going to hear it here. When Woj tweets it, we're not going to wait for ESPN to run it. And he's made a business now at his Yahoo blog, The Vertical, of beating the draft. He knows a couple minutes before. So the second Woj reports that the Celtics are going to take or the trade that's going to happen, you will hear it here first on WEEI. We're not beholden to ESPN, or we're not over at the Celtics draft party, so we got to be pro Celtic.
You are fearless. You've got a lot of guts.
No, I'm trying to set the table for why people should stay here. There are a lot of options now. The fact you can stream this stuff on your computer or your iPad while you're in the car.
Now, I say turn this off and watch it on TV. You disagree. Agree to disagree.
I say stick with us because we're going to have opinions and react
to
it as it happens here tonight.
I'm a Billis guy.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. One other thing before we're going to get reaction before the pick is made because people had their last chance to get on who they want to see the Celtics take or trade for. Do you agree it's the biggest Celtic draft since 2007 when they made those draft day trades to eventually land Ray Allen, which got Kevin Garnett here, which helped win them a championship?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just where they're picking. I mean, I don't know whether the draft you can make a case for.
Well, I only say that because you...
What else you got?
You made the point that no matter what happens tonight, you're going to be underwhelmed, that they can't immediately become a championship contender in one offseason.
Right.
And they did that in 2007. They took Jeff Green, flipped him for Ray Allen, put the pieces together, and overnight became a championship contender.
But who's Kevin Garnett right now?
Jimmy Butler, but he's not available.
No, not available. Kevin Garnett was an MVP. Well, he should have won MVP for the Celtics.
Well, you should have asked, do they have Paul Pierce already here to go get Ray?
Don't tell me what to ask.
I don't think they do.
Don't tell me what to ask. Garnett was what? One of the five best players in the league? Three best players in the league?
At that point, yeah, top five.
He was second in the league in MVP voting. Probably should have won that
Jimmy Butler's not a top 10 player at the wing right now?
Borderline. Do you think he's one of the top 10 players in the league? Last Thursday, today, 4 years ago.
Yeah, he's
top 15.
9, 10, 11, somewhere.
If they trade for Jimmy Butler, would you think that they could go from whatever amount of wins to whatever amount? I mean, the same thing. They're not going to win the East with Jimmy Butler as their best player.
But
it's not going to happen.
I guess they don't have, I know
what you're saying, though. If you make that move, then you can make
a recruiting tool. Yeah, they don't even have, I don't think they do. Tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think they have the recruiting tool now that someone wants to come play.
Practice facility. That's what you don't think Durant wants to come here for that?
Because I love Brad Stevens, but the Celtic fans that call and tell me Brad Stevens is a recruiting tool, and I just don't. In this day and age in the NBA, I don't believe that stuff. Great young coach, great out of bounds, whatever. But he's not. No one's saying I want to go play for Brad Stevens.
No,
and they don't have that star player to play with here.
Here's David Aldridge 28 seconds ago on Twitter, if you don't mind. Denver tried to move up to 3, but like everyone else for now, felt Boston wanted too much for the pick.
So, I guess Danny is going to hold out until Philadelphia finally caves. And it's Noel or it's Okafor, and that's the other thing. I don't get Noel. I guess I don't get the love for a rim protector who's been hurt and has not shown the real any sort of offensive ability. I'd much rather have Okafor. That trade is the Celtics trying to sniff out the best deal from Philadelphia, it's got to be Okafor, not Noel. What am I missing with that player?
I was saying that to Holly before and during the break. Noel has no appeal to me at all. Okafor, I understand he stinks defensively. I get that. I understand there's maturity issues, no question. But he could average 22 or 23 points and 11 or 12 rebounds in a couple of years. That would not surprise me at all.
I agree.
You ask about if Buddy Hield's going to be an all-star, no. Do I think Okafor could play in multiple All-Star games? Absolutely.
I agree. That's why he's at the top. He's ahead of Hayward by just a little bit of the guys I want to see him acquire.
For me, it's not even close.
Would you, if the call tonight is 3 for Okafor, I would make that deal. I don't know what.
Well, they're going to want more than that, I think.
Well, Bill Simmons is saying that it's Okafor for 3, and the Celtics are saying no. His tweet earlier today speculated that the reason you're hearing this quote-unquote Philadelphia ramping up trade talk
That Simmons show was bad last night.
I did not see it. Big Red Sox game last night.
It's sort of part of your job. You have all day today. And I understand you want to go into bigger and better things in this business. You got to pay attention during the day too, pal. You got to read stuff. You got to watch stuff. You got this Red Sox.
I was at the Red Sox game
vortex.
Today. Took my family to the Red Sox today.
You did?
It was a busy day. Yes.
All four of them. You brought little Bennett to the game.
Wife, Bennett, Carter, mother-in-law.
What are you? You bring? How old's Bennett? 3 months old.
4 months old.
What are you like? That's like endangerment.
What are you talking about?
You bring a 4-month old to a Red Sox game?
What's wrong with that?
What'd you say?
We had some good seats, courtesy of Dana Penapinto and the folks here at WEEI.
Pathetic.
We're up and down. We're in the kids' Wally's
Clubhouse. Does anybody back there think it's appropriate to bring a 4-month old to a Red Sox game? Why is it inappropriate? Because he's 4 months old.
He wasn't sitting front row watching the game.
Sunburn. That's not good.
We were sitting in shade the entire time. There was no sun.
That's bad. That's borderline. That's child endangerment.
Certainly.
That's essentially really. Like Michael Jackson putting the kid over the thing.
The way I saw your son playing at that bouncy house at his birthday was child endangerment.
What do you mean by that?
He was bouncing around like crazy, pushing other kids down.
Well, he was on coke. He had a lot of energy. The kid's got a lot of energy. What do you want? Except for his old man.
617-779-7937, the phone number. You are team Buddy Hield. I am Jaylen Brown. I'm going with the
athleticism. Ooh, the lines have been drawn.
Listen.
This is real.
People are talking about these picks tonight.
You're not setting up a break right now, are you?
I'm going to get some calls in here.
During the first segment?
The pick's going to come up in 15 minutes, Kurt.
Remember when Salk took calls during his first segment and you called me during it and said, what's going on? Do you remember that phone call you made to me during the first break?
You think every show is the same. This show is different. I think about these things.
Go ahead.
The pick is going to come up in what, 18 minutes?
I don't know.
You don't want to take any calls about who people want before the pick is taken.
Dragon Bender looks a lot like Andrew Garfield. Take a look at him. I would never take a guy who looks like Andrew Garfield.
From the bad Spider-Man movies.
Yes. Now, the first one was not bad. Mm. From The Social Network. I wouldn't take him. And he's the kid. And Andrew Garfield's the guy who blew off the. Was he the one that blew off the little kid, the Batman kid? Remember the kid that was sick? Was that Andrew Garfield?
Christian Bale.
No, it wasn't Christian. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, the Batman kid? Why would they have Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man go see the Batman kid?
Shut up, Pat. You're probably right. You're probably right.
He doesn't like when people are right.
Take the call.
Nate's in a car. I'm taking calls early tonight because the pick's coming 50.
Take the call.
Jerry, calm down. Scroll to what's the Republic website?
Some of the websites you look at. Going to the bathroom in the woman's room. But the back. Take the call.
Go look at your websites, Jerry. Nate's in a car on your guy, Buddy Hield, tonight. The pick comes in 15 minutes. You'll hear it here on WEEI. Nate, what do you got on Buddy Hield?
Hey, yeah. I mean, I think, first of all, I don't want Nerlens Noel at all. Not in a million years. I mean, the guy's barely played in the past 2 years. There's no reason they should trade for it. They should go Buddy Hield. He's the most NBA-ready player. He's a proven scorer. He's got the maturity. You don't have to worry about the maturity issues like with Okafor. He's kept his nose clean. He's going to provide us scoring, and that's what they need right now.
Who do you think, best-case scenario, who is he?
Sorry, what?
Best-case scenario, who is he?
I honestly couldn't say. I can see him being maybe like you were saying, he's not going to be a first ballot all-star. Absolutely not. I could see him getting in there as an alternate. Somebody gets hurt or whatever. I think that's his peak.
Yeah, I saw the comp. I'm going to steal the comps from NBADraft.net, and you tell me if these are fair.
Good.
Brandon Roy or Del Curry? A guy who just sits in the wing and shoots threes.
Yeah, but that's all Del Curry did. That's all he did. I think he can be more than that. And Curry's a good player. I mean, you know, in this draft, if you tell me he's going to have Del Curry's career, that's not a bad pick. I mean,
you're not at three overall. At 16, maybe, but at three,
no. You can't think of it like this.
You've got to get an all-star.
Do you think it's a great draft?
No, I don't. But
that's my point.
So you're saying
in a bad draft, you're mad if they don't get an all-star with the third pick. Well, how many all-stars are there? You think Dragon Bender is going to be an all-star?
No, I mean the first two guys. Oh yeah, a lot of good YouTube videos. Yeah, right. Dribbling around chairs.
That's not,
from back in the day. No, I can't. Jamal Murray, that's a guy people like. He can't defend anybody. They keep showing the videos over and over him not defending.
Yeah.
But Buddy Hield, at his absolute apex, he's Del Curry, which is a nice piece to a good team.
Right.
But it's not.
What you need if you think your team's going to be good.
I want more potential at three, and Buddy Hield is more of a known than he is potential. Jaylen Brown is the potential piece. I understand that. Hmm. I feel like there's a higher ceiling for a guy like Brown. Buddy Heald's already good. We get it. John in Boston on Jimmy Butler tonight. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
I mean, Jimmy Butler's got to be the player we go for. Like, he is a top caliber player in the NBA. He's a top 10 player. I don't understand why we don't make a trade for him. I mean, Chicago Bulls are clearly trying to say they're in the rebuilding mode, getting rid of Derrick Rose. Gasol is on the end of his contract. He's a free agent.
Yeah, but you rebuild with guys like Butler. I've never understood why would Chicago move Butler?
Well, I thought they traded Derrick Rose so they could make Butler the guy in Chicago.
I think that's sort of what they're doing,
the captain,
right?
All that stuff.
Yeah.
But they're losing their interior force down low. Like they're probably not going to re-sign Noah and Gasol. they could be entering a rebuilding mode, and they could be looking to move somebody for some high value picks, which.
They're not moving Butler. Bullpet a minute ago tweets Celtics and Philly engaging in last minute talks for number 3. We'll see who, if anyone, blinks first. Sixers really want, as we've heard for a while, Dunn. So, you know, I think if the Celtics pick Dunn at 3 tonight, don't be sure he's staying with the Celtics, right? I mean, there's definitely a chance they're picking for the Sixers and make a deal later on.
They have so many guards, how can they keep Chris Dunn? And he's a popular guy. Well, I see all the Providence callers lining up to tell me they want to take this kid, but they have a bunch of these guards already.
I'll tell you who I would trade is Isaiah Thomas. That's who I'd trade.
There's nobody I wouldn't trade in this roster.
Same here. But I mean, I'm saying I would right now. Thomas's value will never be higher, and there's a ceiling to where you can get with Isaiah Thomas because he's going to take so much of your offense.
But whose value is higher, Thomas or Dunn? You probably get more for trading Dunn tonight, right?
Probably,
than you would Isaiah Thomas.
Probably, that's probably true. I guess that's true.
They're going to make the pick here in about 20 minutes. You will hear it on WEEI. We'll have all the Woj information. You heard the Steve Bulpet rumor. Philly and Celtics talking late about number 3. How about this one? Wojnarowski, here's your Woj bomb. Chicago and Boston still talking about a Jimmy Butler trade.
As I said.
Sources tell the Vertical. Minutes after we just told you it'll never happen, Adrian Wojnarowski, here's the Woj bomb you wanted. Chicago, Boston still talking about a Jimmy Butler trade. League sources telling.
Well, how is that going to work? What, third pick and who?
It would be, I bet you it's 3 and Brooklyn's unprotected and it's
3,
something else.
3 and then Brooklyn's pick next year?
Probably. I mean,
and a player?
I'd say like, those and two like, and a player would be a starting
so Chicago
point for Jimmy
saying,
Butler.
So if that happens, Chicago's saying, screw it, we're starting over. And you have to make the salary, you have to throw in whatever to make the salaries match.
After we just told the caller he's an idiot for saying that, yes, they'd be starting over completely.
Well, the caller, he's a caller to a sports talk show. He's an idiot. That's by definition the case.
Here we go. It's picking up. Chicago and Boston talking. Philly and Boston talking. That pick is the key to this entire draft. Your thoughts, 617-779-7937. Mutt and Minahan, NBA Draft Night, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Who's the third best prospect in this draft?
Chris Dunn. Yeah. Chris Dunn. And I think it's between Chris Dunn and Jaylen Brown at the end of the day. I think it's going to be one of those two guys if they keep the pick. And I think you look at it two ways here. Chris Dunn is the best player on the board. And if you're Danny Ainge, you say to yourself, we've got all these players that are good, but no great players. We know that. We overachieved because of our coach. We won 48 games last year. Let's roll the dice and try to hit it, even though Chris Dunn doesn't really fit what you need the most.
That is Jeff Goodman earlier with WEEI, says Chris Dunn out of Providence at number 3. It seems more and more likely they are trying to shop that pick.
We're definitely trying to shop it.
The Mark Stein ESPN says, here is the following offer from the 76ers. Nerlens Noel, Robert Covington, 24 and 26 for the right to move it to number 3.
Oh, my God.
Danny cannot take that trade, right?
And I'll tell you.
What if it's Okafor? If they flip out Okafor deal.
I would definitely do that.
I would, too.
I just don't like Noel, so you know, I'm not going to like that trade, but that is not a great offer.
So that is out there.
And by the way, why do the Celtics want 2 more picks in the first round?
They don't need those picks. Casey Johnson, KCJ Hoop, who covers the Bulls for the Chicago Tribune, says Celtics and Bulls engage in late talk and also says that Jay Crowder has been part of that trade talk where
that makes sense.
Chris Dunn, is the apple of the eye in Chicago. They want the number 3 pick to take Chris Dunn. Jimmy Butler part of that, but also Jay Crowder. So much bigger deal, but it sounds like Butler might be in play for the Celtics, and if he's in play, he's the best guy the Celtics can get to start that next, to make that step from
sure.
pretty good team
well,
to
sure.
title contender.
Well, then you get that, then I think he's that sort of that second player on a great team, you know? He could be the second best player on a great team, don't you think?
They still have to get,
I understand
absolutely,
that, but
yes.
if they got that player right now,
he can be Paul Pierce to whoever that next guy is.
Definitely he could. Now, you got to get that guy still, but right now, they don't even have that second guy. So, yeah, I would obviously. So, what do you think? Crowder, third pick, and another pick?
It would have to be something like that.
Would you do that?
David Aldridge. I will answer that in a second. Aldridge says the Sixers believed a few hours ago Boston and Chicago were far along in a deal that centered on Butler, but now everything is up in the air. And your pick is 3 next year and something.
Well, I don't know what 3 is next year, but.
You're giving 3 this year, Jay Crowder, and a first-round pick for Jimmy Butler.
For next year's Brooklyn pick as well?
For Jimmy Butler, I'm making that deal.
I mean, that could be the first pick in the draft.
Especially trading Thaddeus Young today, it might be. But how many chances do you have to get a player like Butler?
You know, we're not talking about Jerry West here. good player.
Excellent wing player. All-star. Player. Right, he's an all-star right now, and he's a real all-star. Not a fake all-star like Isaiah Thomas. He's a real all-star.
Yeah, I might have to do it. I might have to do that.
617-779-7937, the phone number. They're inside a minute, the 76ers. They're on the clock or inside 3 minutes. We know who they will take, so the Celtics are now inside of 15 minutes. You will not go to commercial break until the Celtics make the pick, trade the pick, whatever it is, in the next 10 minutes or so. John in Rhode Island.
We'll see about that.
On Chris Dunn, Celtics at number 3. Hi, John.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, John?
I mean, I don't really see that there's no wrong in taking Dunn there. If you get him, you're going to get a guy, all-star caliber player.
No.
He can be an all-star caliber point guard.
No, he can't.
He's Marcus Smart 2.0.
He's a nice player. He's not an NBA. I don't think. I could be wrong. I don't see an NBA all-star.
He's a five-tool type of guy.
Where are you calling from?
Both ends of the court. He's not just offensive. He's going to play defense.
You're biased.
Five tools. Where's the shooting? Is shooting no longer part of the five tools, sir? Because that's the one thing. He's not a great shooter right now. That's not a tool.
I think he's going to be a nice NBA player, but he's not going to be a star.
That's all right. That's besides the point. He stays on the team. You find a spot for him and make him work. But even more to that point, there's so many people that are so drawn to this guy. You're going to be able to get something if you
Who's drawn to him? What do you mean drawn to him?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I all these teams that are...
Well, you keep... to be fair...
So trade the pick, absolutely. But,
To be fair, he's saying, you know, you're hearing Chicago loves him, Philly loves him, so you have two teams bidding at least. Goodman, 2 minutes ago, Ainge told him he thought he was close to a deal in the middle of the afternoon and then things cooled off. That's Goodman.
That's the Butler deal, was there, sounds like, and then no longer there.
Well, it sounds like Chicago didn't like the Celtics offer, right?
So they maybe... Sweeten the pot.
Could be that second first-round pick, right? Ainge says no.
He's saying a first and Crowder for Butler.
And they're saying two firsts and Crowder?
They're holding out for that pick. I don't. Can they?
It doesn't matter anyway right now as we see. I'd call it a surprise. The Sixers have taken Chris Dunn with the first pick if you're in the car right now. So I'm surprised to see that.
You really are, Dink. They have selected, as expected, Ben Simmons out of LSU.
Who will be a great NBA player.
I heard you today wax poetically about him. You think he's going to be a Hall of Fame?
I get seduced by great passers.
Players.
You know that. By big guys who are great passers. I get seduced by them. And I think he's going to be. I'm a little worried that he's kind of a puss. That concerns me a little
bit.
He's
skinny as hell.
He just seems soft and programmed and not like a human being.
That's why you like Evan Turner.
He seems like almost like a Scientologist kind of NBA player. And Adam Silver is way, way, way too skinny.
Doesn't he feel, I mean, he's not the same player, but doesn't he feel like he has that Anthony Davis can't miss vibe?
No, well, he's a totally different player.
I agree, but when Anthony Davis was taken number one, didn't you go, that guy cannot miss at the NBA level?
I've heard a bunch of people say that Simmons is the best prospect since LeBron. I would not agree with that. I mean, Durant was, I thought, going to be unbelievable from day one.
I was Team Oden. Loved that. Well, love Greg Oden.
Never wrong.
Tarek is in Boston saying, you guys don't win championships trade for a veteran, young guys. Tarek, how are you?
This isn't football. We're so enamored with the draft in football that we're trying to project those same sensibilities with the NBA. With the exception of one or two players every year,
yeah,
you don't build championship teams with young players. Name a young team, a young player. Because, see, that's the other thing. We romanticize what Michael Jordan did. And we're trying to find the one guy to do, well, we found him, it's Kobe. Oh, we found him, it's LeBron. But in between those iconic monoliths, people win championships in between those.
No, they don't. No, they don't. What team wins a championship without a great player, without a Hall of Famer?
No,
one. There's been one in my life, Detroit.
Yeah, let me finish my point.
Sure, go ahead.
Someone with a singular, a la Michael Jordan, with the team on his back, those guys are 27, 28 years old. They're not 21 years old. So unless you're planning on waiting 7 years, then, well, by all means, let's go draft whoever. But, you know, we're trying to win within, I don't know, our lifetime. So that means we need to go. And it's funny, this isn't something new to the Celtics. Dennis Johnson and all these guys, we've always traded for the guys.
I know, but it's hard.
But they had Larry Bird then.
But you're talking to two guys who also agree with you. We are both saying trade for Okafor, please. Trade for Butler, trade the hashtag trade the pick.
Yes, because we need – well, Jimmy Butler is the guy because he's 25, which means in the next year or two he's going to be 27. That, to me, is the magic age where guys can lead a team to a championship.
Well, he's also a max player. You asked – and Kirk asked about Gordon Hayward earlier. You know, is he a max guy? You feel confident paying him all the money he's owed at the end of this year? You're a little bit skeptical. When Jimmy Butler's deal is up, he is a legit max player. You don't bat an eye. You pay him the max money, and you get other players to build around
him. Although you'd admit you can't win the championship with Butler as your best player.
No. I think you'd have to have...
You can't. I mean,
there's got to be somebody else, at least at his level. He can be the co-best guy on one team. If he saw a 1 and a 1A with somebody else, then
what
yes.
What team
but
in
he's
your life has won a championship
worse.
Other than the Pistons that 1 year? with their best player not as good as Jimmy Butler? Nobody. Nobody.
I'm trying to think. Who was, Duncan was better.
I think Duncan's better. Kobe and Shaq were better. Jordan, I feel like, was a better player. Isaiah and Dumars were better players.
Elijah Wan, better
Bird,
player.
Parrish, McHale. Elijah Wan was a better player.
And Kevin Garnett is
a better player.
Yeah, I would give you that.
Steph Curry is a better player. And LeBron James, I think, is a better player.
I would say that. Wojnarowski, Boston, controlling the top of the draft now, talking seriously with the Sixers and Bulls. League sources say they are minutes away from their pick, 7 minutes away from their trade or their pick here. And we'll know what happens here in just a couple of minutes.
If it's done, they're going to make a trade. If it's done, they're trading.
And we'll know, they're not going to take Dunn with the hope they make a deal.
No,
I mean, the deal will be done. We'll know about the deal
correct.
If they take him.
Yes.
Well, before they take Chris Dunn, we're going to know the deal is made.
I don't know if that's true. You think that's true?
Yes. They'll be break. You know, Celtics are picking for Team X. Deal is done. Have to wait until July 1st or whatever.
Right.
Billy Bob on Chris Dunn as well. Billy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's up?
I think that we should draft Dunn and sign Kevin Durant, and we could have double Ds.
I didn't even think of that. They should do that.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If the Sixers want Dunn so bad, why don't we draft him, hang on to him a little bit, and then try to get more?
Because they're not going to they're going to want to make the deal now, Billy Bob, and thanks for your call. This is one of those in the NBA they never take the guy and then let him pan out and wait. The trade is made, you draft Randy Foy knowing you're trading him to get rid of Rafael Frenz's contract. You draft
correct.
Jeff Green knowing you are trading him for Ray Allen. You don't wait until let's give him a month or two in training camp and then make the trade. That just the NBA doesn't work that way.
It does not. I'm waiting, looking more and more on Twitter here. That Casey Johnson guy again says Avery Bradley has been discussed in the one permutation of the Celtics-Bulls talks. Makes sense, too. He's another guy who makes sense as a player.
Avery Bradley and two firsts for Jimmy Butler.
Good contract. The Bulls could use him. Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I would do that. I'd do that. I would do that trade.
That is a lot to give up, but Avery Bradley is Jimmy Butler is that much of an upgrade. He's an all-star. Bradley's not. The pick is in for the Lakers. They're going to take Brandon Ingram. We know that. And then after that, the Celtics will be on the clock for the next 5 minutes. We're not going to go anywhere. Steve Bulpet, the last couple of seconds, GM just texted saying Ainge has been playing hardball all day, adds, by this point, he'd better walk away from something. And really, that's the nightmare scenario, right? That he waits things out, he doesn't play his hand correctly, and walks away with a player that, not that they're stuck with, I want to say it that way, but a player that they can't move, they can't shuffle, and they had other deals on the table. We find that out after the draft.
But thing I like about Ainge is he's not going to make a trade out of desperation. He's not going to make what he thinks is not a great deal because he feels like he has to make a deal. He's confident. He's going to be here forever if he wants to be here. There's something to be said for that. He's not going to make a panic deal.
The Danny Panic nickname, I think at one time was earned given all the moves he made, but I think since he won that championship, he has settled in and been more confident. And there are plenty of good picks and good trades. I mean, who has made better franchise-changing trades than this guy? I mean, he gave up nothing to get Isaiah Thomas, who immediately came in and made them a playoff team a year ago.
Right, I think Danny's a great GM who just is stuck right now, like NBA teams get stuck. He's made plenty of mistakes, but he has a plan, and he's smart. And I know he gets, people rip him sometimes, and I get that. You know, there's a bad year for them at the end, losing to Atlanta, but he's a good GM. Who else do you want? Who would you rather have right now running your team?
Right.
I mean, one or two guys, maybe. That's it.
No, this combination of Stevens and Ainge will be here for a while. And we talked before about the importance of this pick, the importance of whatever this trade is going to be. I think there's a chance for the Celtics to grab the attention, that third spot here in Boston. I don't think it's going to be no one's knocking the Red Sox or Patriots off that top mantle. But I think that third spot, to not be in the basement of the top four teams in Boston, is up for grabs. You know, the Bruins have been so mismanaged, and I feel like that Bruins buzz that we saw a couple of years ago, plenty of passionate fans.
Right.
But I think for the time being, the Celtics get somebody here, like a star, Jimmy Butler, Gordon Hayward, Okafor, they can grab that third spot in town.
Yeah, people, the Celtics fans are a pretty loyal fan base, and one thing they will do, though, they'll drive you a little nuts, is no matter what, and I like Ainge, like I said, no matter what they do, the Celtics fans will be okay with it, though. You know, they never get mad.
They're the easiest fan base.
They really are. What happened? Why?
When were they ever?
They've won so much over the years, but I don't know.
You grew up even more so I did by a couple of years. You grew up legitimately in the Bird era. What can you bitch about?
Nothing.
Bird.
They won all the time, and they got bad luck. Two guys died in a row, and then they sucked for a while. Patino was a disaster, but Ainge has overall been pretty damn good GM. You know, not always hit a home run, but there's been a good GM.
3 minutes and 40 seconds here on the clock for the Celtics, and we're counting down until they make it. This is the most important moment for the Celtics in a long time, and we'll see. They could do something as simple as take Chris Dunn and hope to get a deal at some point and keep the bidding war going between Philadelphia and Chicago, yeah. But that's an awfully tough position to put Danny Ainge in, and hope that once you take the guy, you're not stuck with him. And oh, if your trade doesn't happen, you got to find a work done in with Marcus Smart and Avery Bradley and Isaiah Thomas and the entire deal of guards you already have on this roster.
See, I see Simmons just tweeted this, and a bunch of guys have tweeted that Boston will take Dunn and sort of dangle him between Chicago and Philly. You can't do that. You're not going to, if you don't like Dunn, you can't do that. What if the trade falls through with both teams? Then you're stuck with a guy you don't like.
Could they like him?
But if they don't like him, you can't do that. Right? That make any sense.
You wouldn't take a player just to hope a deal gets happened here.
With the third pick in the draft?
No. I would rather see them take your guy, Buddy Hield.
Definitely.
Though I'd rather see them take a guy and say, oh, please, Chicago,
well, I don't love
make
Dunn.
That deal.
I don't love Dunn. Do you?
No, I think Dunn is...
It's okay. I think he'll be a good NBA player.
He is redundant on this team. If you had a team desperately needing a point guard to come in and play right now, then you would want Chris Dunn. Aren't they loaded at the guard spot right now? Don't they have enough guards where you say they're heavy at that position?
Sure.
If you're going to go and get somebody, you would find you'd get Jaylen Brown, who at least is a forward, at least had the athleticism to change this team a little bit. What does Chris Dunn do to change his team next year?
Nothing.
If that's the play.
Zero. Zilch. No, I mean, he'll be a nice fit. He'll be a good player, but nothing. Nothing. I think it's about one of the worst teams he can go to. I think it's one of the worst picks the Celtics can make in the third spot. I know people in Providence love him, but no, I don't think that works.
We are inside 2 minutes now. There is no further. People are in their cars who don't have access to TVs. We are there for them, Mr. Minahan. We don't want them tweeting while they're driving, scrolling through Twitter. Avery Bradley, you mentioned, also part of this trade talk with Chicago. We know
Adrian Wojnarowski 15 seconds ago. Bradley, two firsts for Chicago for Butler, and they're going to take Dunn. Nah, I'm just kidding. But I mean, you know, it's better than you counting down. I mean, this is not, you know, this is like on the space shuttle, Mutt. I mean, it's an NBA team picking a player. Let's keep some perspective.
But the people, to
I've
the
never
people,
seen you so serious.
To the people listening, it's an important moment.
I know, but if you say there's a minute 16 to go, they can figure it out in their cars, like about what 76 seconds is.
It's not true. They need to really get to the centered.
Can we go
focus
to the pick itself live or no? We can't do that. We can. We're doing
but,
that.
But we're gonna know what it is. We're gonna play it live. But we're gonna know what it is before.
Don't ruin it. I don't want to tell them first if they're in the car.
Yes. The second we know what the trade is. Right? So people are going to see on their phones and then wait for us to play.
Well, how long
is
the difference?
It's 2016. You sound like a play-by-play guy who thinks that giving the scoreboard is the first time people heard the scores all day.
I'm T-bowing the draft. Don't ruin it for me.
Who's your favorite draft analyst?
Don't ruin it for me.
Look at you. You're always talking about 2016, and you got to be current.
You're right.
You want to play the stupid...
Well, what's more exciting, hearing Silver make the pick or you reading somebody's tweet?
No, I'll let you read the tweet. You're a much bigger star at this station. I'll let you read the Woj tweet when it eventually comes
across.
It's
an electric Celtics war room, by the way. Look at that diversity in there. White guy. I like that.
Well, to be fair, there is diversity there. Collared shirt. Jeff Goodman. Celtics will take Jaylen Brown, according to ESPN.
Isn't that juiceless? I'm leaving. That's it?
Jeff Goodman, the Celtics will take Jaylen Brown, and that's, we'll see. ESPN's going to have it in a second. You can pot up ESPN if you want, Patio, and we will go to it the minute they go to it live.
So we're done. Jaylen Brown? Ugh. Didn't it take all the life out of it? Don't you feel
Boston lifeless? Will select Jaylen Brown, sources telling the Vertical.
So it's done then. Wojnarowski?
Woj.
Forget it then. Yeah. Done.
So no Dunn trade, no Butler trade. They take a player who has high upside, very good athleticism, but there are some negatives here. We'll react to this coming up. 617-779-7937. The phone number, Adrian Wojnarowski says the Celtics will select Jaylen Brown. We'll get your reaction to it next. We'll talk about it with you. Sports Radio, WEEI.
With the third pick in the 2016 NBA Draft, the Boston Celtics select Jaylen Brown from the University of California, Berkeley.
There it is, Jaylen Brown at number 3 for the Celtics. Your thoughts, 617-779-7937. Text 37937.
Ugh. Here's
Why are you echoing everybody on the internet
because
right now?
Because I'm a human
saying,
being who watched the draft. You want a star or a big trade.
Okay.
This is why I give Danny Ainge credit. The easiest thing in the world would be to make a trade that he doesn't want to make for Butler, to overpay. My guess is that second pick, next year's pick with Brooklyn, which he thinks is going to be the number
plus
one or number
Bradley
two
or
pick
Crowder,
in the draft,
yeah.
Plus a player, two picks, a third, and maybe a first to Brooklyn. Let them start totally over. Easy to do. The fans would love it. The media would love it. If he trades for a veteran, right? Easy call. If he drafts a local guy like Chris Dunn, everyone here would love it. Ainge doesn't do any of that. That, to me, takes some guts. The easy thing to do, he didn't do tonight. You'd agree with that, right?
He took the guy with the most potential.
Made
of the
unpopular move, though,
yeah.
Right?
It's unpopular, number one, and it's also a major, major risk because Jaylen Brown is raw, athletic, 19 years old. He might be an all-star. He could be at his apex an all-star in this league and a very good player. 5-10 years from now.
I'm not a fan.
He could also be a complete bust.
I'm not a fan of, you know, like, he'll figure out how to shoot either. That never works for me. Sometimes some guys do it.
Worked for Jason Kidd.
It did late in his career, by the way.
Yeah, very good three-point shooter.
Yeah, he became one, but, you know, he was also open all the time.
So
I'm underwhelmed by the player. I'll admit I'm not going to make it out like, you know, scouting Pac-10 games left and right either.
No.
Saw him play once or twice. I've seen the highlights. Looks insanely athletic. You know, Goodman and I just saw somebody else tweet, Ainge loves him. Loved him, knocked out by the workouts. So he took the guy we thought was the best player and did what nobody around here wanted him to do, and that's sometimes hard to do.
It's trade the pick. I'm completely frustrated they did not end up with a player here. Once I get past that, the player they took, I'm fine with they take Jaylen Brown, and I'm surprised people are reacting so negatively to it. Instead
Celtics
of getting,
fans, by the way, booing Rick Grosbeck right now with the season ticket.
Are they really?
The TV
yeah. Good for you. Well, I guess they do have some bite left in them after we banged on them.
That's
for being
true.
A soft
they, you know, that, but again, that goes to my point. To Ainge is the easy thing to do. Imagine if he came out and said, hey, we traded. If he came out and said we traded three first-round picks for Butler or for another player, another good player, the fans would love it. It'd be a dumb move, but the fans would love it.
So the stats on Jaylen Brown, for those who didn't know nothing about him, 6'7", 19 years old. Cal Berkeley a year ago, he'll give you the quick synopsis. Intriguing player in the NBA small ball era. This curly of Kevin O'Connor's great draft
breakdown.
Yeah,
he loves him, right? Yeah.
His best fit is a small ball power forward where he can blow by bigs with speed or make the smalls pay with strength. Brown has reportedly high work ethic and a flexible flaws, but he's still, at this point, just gotten by on athleticism. He goes through some of the positives. Excellent frame, NBA body, explosive athlete. Quick for a step, should be able to effectively defend multiple positions. Some of the negatives here, sluggish footwork. For all the versatility, his shot must improve. So it's the guy with the most upside, not of the top two. It's the guy outside of Ingram and Simmons who has the best potential to be an all-star player. He, right now, is not that player right now. And it's going to take some time to work. So instead of getting a guy just ready to go and plug in next year and help, they take a project who can eventually down the road maybe be that star to play with a Jimmy Butler, and you had those two guys. So you're going to hear a lot of people crapping on the pick. I would have traded the pick for a veteran, but the player they took here, I like it better than Buddy Hield or Jamal Murray or pretty much anybody else they could have taken here at three.
So I guess Phoenix,
they went potential.
Phoenix is not going to take Dunn, it looks like, because Stein's tweeting out that Chicago and Philly are furiously trying to acquire the fifth pick from Minnesota. So if you're still interested in that side drama, that looks like that's what's going on there. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be a project player. He's a kid, and they're going to, you know, I don't know how much he'll play next year, but probably not a lot.
On this team, he's also a young player than we saw last year with Brad Stevens. He doesn't play the young guys right away.
Not a lot.
So he gives these guys a redshirt year.
But I do think this pretty much means that Durant's coming here. that's my takeaway. That seems like a big link.
The reaction has not been good. Jaylen Brown out of Cal, 617-779-7937, the phone number.
I know you're going
Jeff Goodman hates this pick, by the way. You'll hear Goodman next hour ripping Jaylen Brown with Giardi and Brad for the weekend.
The Celtics say they're keeping Jaylen Brown at three. Andy Katz says no
wink,
trade.
Wink, nudge, nudge.
No
yeah.
trade for three. And Andrew Garfield just went fourth to to Phoenix.
Dragon two.
Jeez. So that means that
Chris. Chris Dunn, the magical Chris Dunn, everyone wanted to trade for three, fell to five.
Yeah. Go ahead. I had a point, but I forgot it. Go to the calls.
John and Grafton, not happy with Danny Ainge tonight. We get to your reaction here as well. Hey, John.
Guys, look, everybody was all high and mighty on Danny when he made this trade with Brooklyn. Oh, my God. We stole these picks. Oh, what a great trade. We weren't getting players. We were getting potential. We were getting draft picks. You don't know what you're going to get with these picks. And who isn't got with these picks? I mean, I just cringed as I was driving down the road here with Fab Mello. I mean, where is he?
You know, you're right. To be fair, you're right. We got all excited all year. I watched Brooklyn every day in the standings. And I did not think of Jaylen Brown while Brooklyn was losing every night. That is a absolutely fair criticism. I will also say this, though, and you may be different. You know, how many people in the Boston area have ever seen him play a basketball game?
A handful.
I agree with that, but
have you ever seen a play?
No, I don't recall seeing. I watch so much college ball.
That's what I mean. How outraged can you be if you've never seen the kid play a basketball game?
That's just it. I mean, are we going so now the fact that we haven't seen a play means he's fantastic?
No, but you can't sit there and say it's a disaster. You said you're about to drive your car off the road. You've never seen the guy play a game.
I can go to all the D League games I want next year.
No, I understand. I'm not overwhelmed either. I'm not overwhelmed. But my point is, you know, if we ask 100 people and they're telling the truth around here, if they've ever seen the kid play a game, I'm going to say 97 or 98 would say no, and that's conservative.
So the anger is more about not making a trade
for
a veteran.
They want Butler. They're chanting, we want Jimmy at Wick tonight.
Could they have taken anybody at three where we didn't get this reaction tonight from people?
Chris Dunn. And Buddy Hield a little bit because people have seen him play, right? People saw Hield play in the tournament
last year. Those are the safe picks.
Right.
He didn't do that.
Correct.
I'm okay with Danny Ainge swinging for the fences.
If he keeps his, I agree with you, Mike. If he's going to keep the pick, I'm okay with him taking the chance.
Jaylen Brown is the pick out of Cal. Your thoughts, 617-779-7937, the phone number. And Jeff Goodman apparently buried Jaylen Brown for about 90 seconds with Giardi and Bradford on Sunday. Goodman, you want to talk about guys in Boston who watched Jaylen Brown play? Kirk, Jeff Goodman's one of the guys who has watched all these guys play. He's an expert when it comes to draft night. You'll hear from Jeff Goodman on Jaylen Brown next, plus your reaction here on Sports Radio.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.